I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is a Roifield Brown production. Find others on iTunes.
All right. Yeah, I know.
In an uncertain world, there is always music which can be listened to in good company. Welcome to Friday 15th, the show where we speak to friends and interesting people to the backdrop of great tunes and allocate 15 minutes to both. Today we speak to Fiona Siobhan-Powell, producer and on-air host at WVIA, about National Public Radio in the US. Producer Tom Misch dropped Beat Tape 2 in August 2015, a collection of songs and beat sketches. Beautiful Escape shows his neo soul influences and his range. Fiona, where would local radio be without NPR?
Local radio in America would be all commercial stations which are programmed ahead of time. No local, very few local personalities, and the music is all wrote and decided and controlled by the advertisers. They decide what music gets put on. That's the music that's played. And if you belong to an NPR affiliate, none of that is true.
All right, so for the British listeners here, what exactly is NPR? Do we have an analogy to it in good old Blighty?
I think so. I think the closest you would come to would be the BBC, because there is no advertising, except that it isn't paid through license fees. It's paid through members and through underwriters, through through people who donate money to support it, which is pretty amazing.
Absolutely is amazing. And it seems to me that the kind of the stock of NPR continues to rise. Being somebody who's kind of in love with American culture, I came somewhat late to NPR. But tell me about the station. Your station is affiliated to NPR. Where exactly is it? And then how exactly does it take its programming from the NPR stable?
Right. I work for WVIA, which is the local NPR member or affiliate in North Central and Central and Northern Pennsylvania. We cover 23 counties of Northern Pennsylvania, so a vast amount of Northern Pennsylvania. WVIA has been going for 50 years, and the guy who was inspired to begin it, George Graham, is still there. He is still running a daily show. We have NPR programs first thing in the morning. We have news from NPR, Morning Edition. And then later in the day, we have All Things Considered, which is a news program, and the award-winning Terry Gross's Fresh Air. But other than that, we do classical music, jazz, and what George calls mixed bag, which George Graham says if it's not playing on a commercial station, you can play it.
Is it fairly safe to say then that one NPR affiliate station can be very different to another because it gets its kind of ethos from the person that kind of found it, but then also it kind of reflects the characteristics of the neighbourhood, of the area where it actually broadcasts to?
Absolutely. If members stopped sending money and said, stop playing classical music, we'd stop playing classical music, which would be a very, very unhappy thing.
Say if the members said they wanted more Katy Perry.
Well, if that's not going to happen because they're getting it on commercial stations. Because they can have that on commercial stations.
All right.
And
so
George isn't going to budge.
All right. So listening to your accent, you don't sound like a native of mid-Pennsylvania. So why don't you tell us exactly how you ended up being a bit of a mainstay on this most American of local stations?
Well, I came to America nearly 30 years ago from Somerset, and I was a shepherd, so I wasn't expecting to ever work in radio. And we came to America, we came to Pennsylvania. There are a whole bunch of us who call ourselves Margaret Thatcher refugees. Mm-hmm. We came at a time when things were really, really rough in Britain. That's why Steve and I came over here. And he was offered really good work. And we got divorced shortly after we came over here, which is also quite a common story. And I thought that having a degree in agriculture and working as a shepherd and being quite respected in my field in Britain, that I would be able to work over here.
In public radio?
I thought I'd be able to get a job in shepherding. So I fell into radio by accident, which is pretty much how I've had every other job I've had.
So Williamsport, is it a fairly rural area? Is there a lot of shepherding work there to be had?
No, there are no sheep anywhere around. But there are people who
so
have...
So wasn't that a fundamental flaw in your issue there? It's like you moved to the wrong bit of the States.
I moved to the wrong bit of the States, but like a lot of people, I followed a spouse, you know? That's what you do. And then when he and I split up, I didn't want to leave Pennsylvania because there was a lot about Pennsylvania that I really, really liked. I was actually offered work in Colorado.
Is it fair to say that the Pennsylvanians kind of fell in love with your voice? Because you do have a voice for broadcasting.
I know, piece of luck, isn't it? Piece of luck and a good education, what can I say?
So tell me about the music output. You said there's classical, and I think you've alluded to the fact that there's some jazz. Tell us about that mixed bag, and tell us about the things that really kind of excite you musically.
I like everything. I'm a bit of a mixed bag musically myself. I love classical and I program classical and have a classical show every day. I love jazz. And I love music. I don't, you know, I'm not one of those who says, you know, a lot of people say, oh, I like anything except rap. Well, I'm not that way. I like anything. If it's good music, let me listen to it. I'll probably embrace it. And that's the philosophy that WVIA has, specifically George Graham in the evenings with his Mixed Bag show. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's decent music, he'll play it. Doesn't matter what genre. And I think that's really exciting.
But your output isn't just kind of music based. Give us an idea of some of the programming that you do, some of the cultural programming that you do that kind of goes out in the community and possibly how that is kind of news gathered.
I concentrate on the arts aspect in promoting local arts and talking about local arts and interviewing local artists who are either coming into the area or who are in the area. Mm-hmm. And we're very lucky because, you know, we're only 2 hours drive from New York City. A lot of people come to my part of Pennsylvania either on their way to New York City or their way from New York City. So a lot of fantastic artists hit the road and happen to be in northern Pennsylvania, which means a lot of them come to our area and perform. I get to interview them and talk to them about the arts. And by the arts, I mean all of the arts. We get great visual artists, great performers, great musicians of all genres. And part of my remit is to talk to them and ask them about their work and ask them about their inspirations. Sort of what you do.
but you do it with much more panache than I could ever hope to. But if you had one artist who's dearly departed, maybe a jazz artist, maybe a female jazz artist, who somewhat of a doyen of the genre, who you could interview, who would it be?
God, I wish I'd met Billie Holiday.
You're good.
Would that have been incredible?
I queued you up, but you knew where I was going. Tell me why. Tell me why you love Billie Holiday.
Her voice was incredible. I'd say unique. She catches you. She holds you. She's been a hero of mine for years and years, ever since I first heard. Thank God I had a father who loved jazz. And I suspect that I first heard Billie Holiday from one of his records. I love her work. She was amazing as a singer. She could sing the blues and make you just cry and make you feel angry when she sings about social situations. I think she was an incredible woman. And what a sad life. You know, if we could play a time machine, I'd love to have been Billie Holiday's mum and made her life a bit better. Yeah, she's amazing. And anytime I'm feeling blue, anytime I'm feeling angry about love, which doesn't happen very often these days, but it used to happen a lot. Yeah, I'll line up some Billie Holiday and I'll feel better.
Them that's got shall get, them that's not shall lose. So the Bible said, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Yes, the strong gets more, while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets don't ever make the grave. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. They don't must give, crust of bread and such. You can help yourself, but don't take too much. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own.
Holiday has obviously passed on a little while ago now. Who would be her direct heir, would you say?
Wow, that is a difficult question.
They don't pay me to ask the easy ones on this show, I tell you.
That is a difficult question. Yeah, I'm stumped.
Goodness.
I'm stumped. Who would you choose?
I don't claim to be an expert on jazz. So,
nor do I.
Oh, come on.
Do I?
As a percentage of your output, of your musical output, how much of it is jazz based, would you say?
Of my personal? Because I just produced Sasha's show.
Okay.
Sasha is the king.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just his humble producer.
And what has Sasha got you into? What, off the top of your head, what artist can you say, didn't know them beforehand or didn't really appreciate them, but Sasha's really got me to understand their output.
But they're all dead.
Do you think, right, because NPR or an NPR affiliate can sometimes be accused of being stations for cultural snobs. I'm not saying I hold to this, but, you know, it's a criticism which I'm sure you would have heard before. Do you think that holds any water?
No.
Bearing in mind, you know, and I'm pointing the finger at you, Mrs.
Yeah.
You know, you're saying, well, all the artists that I like are all dead.
No. Last week...
I feel you bristling.
Right, and this happens to me every week almost.
Yep.
I interviewed Dave Brumbaugh of the Uptown Music Collective. Dave Brumbaugh is a local hero. The Uptown Music Collective is a school for kids to learn how to perform music, and they do every genre there is. And so, no, I interview kids. I interview young poets who are coming on the scene now. And by young, I mean teenagers who are writing poetry. I interview people who are teaching kids how to perform music. No, we're not cultural snobs by any means. Just because I'm an idiot and can't think of anybody off the top of my head.
But okay, all right. Another criticism is... too much liberal bias. You're all a whole load of pinky communist lefties.
We are not allowed to be. There are rules in place, just like the rules for those who work at the BBC. But in many ways, it's I think stricter. We just are not allowed to show bias. I am not allowed to interview, for example, a Democratic politician without offering an interview to his counterpart. Just not allowed. And I'm certainly not allowed to discuss my politics in public. And that's very difficult. But I think there's a reason for that. And I know that there are a lot of people, I know that that is the common thought that NPR is liberal biased. But if you really look at the reporting, that is done on NPR. It's right down the middle.
Right, quick question. Tell me the burning issue in Williamsport today. What are people hitting their town halls about and moaning about? And what is the vociferous hot button topic of the moment?
Among the people I speak to is whether arts funding will continue the way it has, and how important arts funding is to that poet, that young poet just coming on board and just beginning to perform, and to kids learning music and kids in schools learning the arts. That's the burning issue. Is there going to be funding for that? That, and is there going to be healthcare funding as well? Those are the hot topics.
So how does the station then kind of reflect that? Do you have special programming around that, or is it just a current thread within your local news programming?
It's not necessarily a thread around our local news programming. It depends on the day as to what we report. But it, in terms of arts funding, it's very much in our minds. And what do? We have all kinds of programming specifically supporting up-and-coming artists. We have WVIA's Artist of the Week, which highlights local artists who are still at school. So we concentrate our programming on that. As exciting as it is to have a major artist coming into town that I can talk to, it's just as important that I talk to the local singer-songwriters and the young who are breaking through in the arts field.
And how long have you been at WVIA now?
11 years.
So I'm supposing now that when you walk down, you know, Main Street in Williamsport, you're kind of high-fiving just about everybody, aren't you? I bet you can't even buy yourself a drink anymore.
Well, most people don't know who I am because I'm on radio until I open my mouth.
And then they say, let me buy you a drink.
Often. Not always, often. More often than not, they're saying, I need an interview.
Just before we go, you're going to tell me one nugget, one deeply held secret that could probably get you fired. But the fact that nobody listens to this podcast, you're fine. tell me one scandalous secret about the station. Go.
There isn't one.
Okay. Contentious secret. No one's listening.
Yeah, no, there isn't one.
You're
there
in a safe space.
There is an epic series. Yeah, right.
Fiona Siobhan Powell, thank you for coming on to Friday 15 and telling us about the works of NPR and your very wonderful local affiliate.
Thank you. I love the station.
You could have said something.
There aren't any secrets.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Fritz.
Quantic Soul Orchestra is a live band project of musician and DJ Will Holland. Holland has produced under several names, most notably Quantic. Terrapin is a rare groove sounding blaster which was released in 2003. Fancy Clothes is a track on the album Man About Town by American musician Maya Hawthorne. Show. Don't forget you can follow the show's progress on Facebook by simply typing in Friday 15. You can also find us on Twitter, where you can follow me, where I'm at Royfield, spelled R-O-I-F-I-E-L-D, Now, every Thursday, you can jump onto Twitter and tweet me and nominate a song for me to put into this week's Friday 15. iTunes reviews, folks, are extremely important. They're the lifeblood of any podcast. Please go onto iTunes and write us a glowing review. And don't forget, finally, you can email me. Where I'm Royfield, spelled R-O-I-F-I-E-L-D, @gmail.com. See you all again in 7 days' time for more good music and great conversation.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.